State Democrats are more than a little annoyed with what they say is a Washington-style sequester during this year's session. House Minority Leader Mark Pafford said it best in a press availability meeting Thursday morning.
So I'm sorry I'm upset, Mia, but it's 15 days and this House has done nothing.
What's got them so steamed is the lack of movement on Medicaid expansion, one of the Democrats' top priorities. The Senate wants expansion, but House leaders are opposed. For a while, it seemed as if Florida Governor Rick Scott was on board, until Scott flipped his position, causing a gash in the plans of Team Medicaid. And if that wound wasn't already painful enough, Republican Representative Richard Corcoran brought a salt shaker during a recent speech against the Senate's plan.
All the Gucci loafing, shoe-wearing, special interest powers that be, they're sitting in that hallway. Every single one of them wants Medicaid expansion. None of them want the other stuff. Come to war with us. I'll fight. And if it costs me my political career or yours, so be it.
And while Corcoran meant that as a call to action for his fellow legislators, others took it as a call to arms against him. Members of the SEIU Local 1991, a medical workers' union in Miami Gardens, stormed the Capitol in purple scrubs to heed the invitation. SEIU 1991 president Martha Baker led her fellow caretakers to the Capitol's fourth floor rotunda with a very simple message for lawmakers like Corcoran.
We've got about 100 nurses and healthcare workers and doctors up here today to talk to our electeds about Medicaid expansion. The Senate has supported it. It's Corcoran in the House and his leadership that has said they're not even going to talk about it.
The members of the union had a unique response to Corcoran's Gucci loafing comments. Shoes. Ordinary tennis shoes, piled onto Corcoran's desk to show him what special interests actually wear, with signs that read, "Nurses wear sass, not Gucci," and "Flip-flop, Scott," tucked around the edges of the pile. She hopes that this makes the message from medical professionals like herself crystal clear.
So we're hoping we can do something to push on Rick Scott to flip back one more time. We're hoping Corcoran in the House will quit being so obstinate about taking health care dollars from the feds and let these Floridians be insured.
Baker says she's also bewildered that Governor Scott is suing the federal government over a separate program for hospitals, the low-income pool. There are only 2 weeks left in legislative session, and the health care gap between the two chambers is sending session into overtime. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.